Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Hold on. I got to play this stupid song before we get to You Know Who. Oh, Lord, here we go. God, I hate this thing.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth, blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
I can't tell you how I hate that song. So, Mr. Big Willie, how you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, excuse me. I had to get a small drink there. I was singing a song so loud my throat got dry. Oh, but anyhow, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Dimitri?
Well, the cut-rate cable company that Mr. Deepockets has found, I think based in Absurdistan, gave us more crappo cable service. So it no Facebook live stream. It crapped out in the middle of my interview with Pat Manley. So maybe we've got about 45 to 50 minutes of the Facebook live stream. Then it died because the cable company. And so not doing too well this morning, to be brutally honest with you. Not doing too well at all.
Well, that's not good. I seen that. I seen the internet went down because it kept looping on the app. But it's back up and running now. So
Too late for me.
It's not our fault.
Nothing I can do. Yeah, nothing I can do about it. It's too late for me. Anyway, so what are you going to complain about today? Because you're always complaining about something.
I didn't tell you the story about the dog jumping in the truck yesterday.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It scared Christy a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know if I told you that story or not. I was just thinking of it because I'm sitting in traffic on 79 in Pittsburgh because a foreign guy in this 18-wheeler missed the exit, and he decided it would be good to cut through the grass part to get back on to 79.
Are you serious? Where on 79?
Yeah.
Where? Where on
79? Right here at 70 and 79 in Washington, right above the Crown the Crown dealership.
Oh, well, that's 70.
I cut through, and I was thinking of you, and I was like, yeah, he missed the 79 North exit, so he decided to cut through the grass.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's got a mess.
Man.
It's a Walgreens truck. W-A-L-G-R-E, Walgreens.
Where do you think he's from?
I looked over.
Where do you think he's from? Somalia or Bangladesh?
Well, I think he's from Bangladesh. I think he's a Punjab, Punjabi. It's same old stuff out here on the road. I had a couple ideas and stuff. I don't know how to change. I'm going to talk to one of these representatives and stuff to make it easier. I know they're working on some of the parking, but I think the parking's alleviated up or is eased up a little bit because they got rid of some of these drivers that ain't supposed to be on the roads anyhow. And I know they're cracking down on it, but here's another thing. You see all these people posting, oh, the bridge got hit again, and this person took the wrong road, and the truck's over here, it shouldn't be here, and it gets so old. But what cracks me up is when you watch these videos of these people recording these trucks getting hit, they don't do nothing at all to try to stop them. They just hold their phone up and record them.
Well, how do you stop a truck? How do you stop a crazy truck?
Flash your lights or something at him, you know?
Oh, that'll really work.
Well, I know, but sometimes it just cracks me up. People will stand there and just wait for somebody to hit something. But I understand, the whole thing, they want to be on the internet, get their 10-second thing on the video, say, look what I got, I'm the first one, and blah, 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 just like the news and the fake news, everybody else, they make up stuff or try to be the first one. Hey, my house is on fire, but I'm going to videotape it first, and then I'm going to get out, and then I'll call 911 at the end. So, and there's been a lot of fires lately, so I don't want to make fun of fires. And I dealt with it for years, and oh, my gosh. Some guy got burned up pretty bad over our way in Senecaville. They had a couple people die at Buckeye Local, a couple students. I seen their obituaries, and it's very sad. And
Well, you were a firefighter, right? You were a firefighter, right?
Yeah.
How long?
Volunteer firefighter for years. Yeah.
Really? What did you?
I started in August of '86 in Valley Grove.
Really? What was the most interesting thing, the most memorable thing while you were a firefighter, Mr. Big Willie?
Good thing.
Just the most memorable thing, the first thing that comes into your head about your memory, good or bad, what is it?
Most memories I have is when I was a junior fireman. It was the most fun, and we had this old yellow Dodge, and Teresa, actually from up at Cabela's, and she would ride. I think I got a picture of her and me on the back of a truck up at Ogilvie in the parades, where the parades used to be good. This old yellow Dodge rescue truck we had, like a 70-something, and you could ride on the back of it, and we had them old McGregor shoes, and those were the good times. Old Rusty and Jackie and John and Doug and you know, all them people are, you know, two of them I think are dead now. I know they're dead, and one of them, two other girls I know, they don't have nothing to do with the fire department, but it was just like a community thing. It was there was no BS, there was nothing. You know, we didn't have a lot of money back in like they do now to argue about stuff, and We polished the trucks up, and I remember putting transmission fluid on the tires to make them shine, and or whatever we had, or this tire black stuff. And those were the good times. That's the stuff I remember. I remember having house fire training. Old John McCabe was there sitting in a rocking chair. I got pictures of that. I got a bunch of pictures of old stuff we used to do. And
Let me ask you this. Did you ever run into a burning building?
Yes, yeah.
What is that like?
It's exciting at the time. It's stupid at the same time. If it's in your blood, I guess it's exciting. If that's all it is, it makes it, it gets your blood and adrenaline going. I guess it'd just be like a police chase or anything. It excites you, but your adrenaline gets so pumped up. I remember the first time driving. Carl Miller from, he's up with Alexander now, Buzz, we had a structure fire, and they're like, go ahead and drive the truck, and I was so nervous I blew right past the road. I couldn't stop. And I was so excited, my foot was like bouncing off of the brake pedal, and he looked at me, he said, you all right? And I said, yeah. He said, calm down.
It's a shame. And, it's a shame people didn't flash their lights to warn you to slow down. I guess they didn't think about that, huh?
It was in the middle of the night, and we always went to 40 at Dallas Pike, and I lived at Point Run, and they would just pick me up. I didn't even have a radio back in there with a lot of radio. I'd call or somebody. I had to call at the fire. I hope they answered. Hey, can you pick me up? And then finally got radios.
Did they pick you up at
pagers? And
did they pick you up at Jill's?
Pick you up on the side of the road,
right outside of Jill's. Right? Is that where you were?
Well, I could tell you something about that.
Oh, I'm
you
sure
might get
you
two
could.
People to show up to a grandma that can't poop, and then as soon as you heard EMS call Jill's Lounge. And they said as a female, you'd have 40 guys show up, and the ambulance was full. Three fire trucks were rolling out the door, I don't remember one time it was anything good. So you take all your fantasies and throw them out the window.
Damn. So what's it like running into a building? So your energy, you're getting all pumped up, your adrenaline. Are you afraid that the floor might collapse or something may fall on you? Because you're in a burning building.
I don't think you think about it at the time. You do what's best for you and your partner and everybody around you, and hope there's nobody in there and you're doing a search or something. But it ain't like volunteers. It ain't like we was there every day and made every fire. So you might volunteer. You might do one fire a year. You might do one in 5 years, depending on your work schedule.
Wow.
So you rely on your training, that you might take a couple times a year and refresh yourself, because a lot of guys have to work constantly.
Sure.
You know?
Did you ever save somebody's life?
Just depends on what you consider saving a life,
Were they still alive when you left her? When you left her? Was she alive when you left her?
There's plenty of those car wrecks, fires, people either out or in, basically. I mean, you assist people out. Well, I had one guy was in the house up there in Mozart. That was a few years ago. Well, that was a while back, but he was still in the house. It was burning a little bit, but he was just, you know, he could walk out. But it's just, I mean, there's just different scenarios, but more car wrecks and EMS than anything.
Really?
And yeah, you lose some, you win some, and that's basically it. You know?
Wow. So. Wow. Fascinating stuff. What else is going on with you these days?
Oh, nothing. I seen Don DeFelice is running for commissioner of Belmont County.
Yes, everybody in Belmont County, everybody's going to get a pizza. That's part of his campaign. Everybody gets a pizza.
Yeah, well, I seen him Friday at Gula's down there. I didn't get to talk to him, but yes. See him and his boy, and that's when I found out he was running for commissioner, which is a good thing. I think Ushman's out of there, and he's kind of another rocking chair kind of guy. So
I wonder if Ushman's going to be getting free meals after he's no longer a Belmont County commissioner.
I don't know. I could say something about people getting free meals, but I can't stir the pot.
So, oh, yes, anyhow. You can. Yes, you can. Go ahead. Say it.
Don't break the lead. Yeah. here comes 4-year-old Dimitri. Why not? Why? Tell me why. Why? Why? Anyhow, but I think Dom's got some good things. He said he wanted to bring business back. And that's what you got to do before, like, the city of Wheeling is putting the cart before the horse. They're going to put another big $60 million lipstick stick on the city of Wheeling with no jobs. And they're going to bring construction jobs if they don't outsource them out to the companies from Pennsylvania or Baltimore or wherever. If they do something local, which you guarantee 100% it's not going to be anybody local doing the work. Maybe electricians and stuff that are union. But they're going to put housing in, I understand, but they need to bring the businesses there and then raise the, you know, get some businesses that have some good paying jobs back, you know. I've seen the mayor of Bel Air is talking about the same thing, using some of his contacts outside of the city of Bel Air. And the other thing, these paramedics in High County wanting to raise to be like the sheriff's department, that there is kind of irritating to me.
Why?
If the county goes and gives them money, then why didn't the county give the volunteers money to run EMS calls? Yeah, we complained all the time. So it's one of these, Lou Vargo deals, I think, again. And, you know, you see him sitting there and Tony sitting in there at the meeting. And I just think it's one of them deals, again, where, let's see what we can get out of them, you know. And Lou's going to back them up, and then they're going to get, because it's all their buddies working in there. I hear stories, and it's just another thing that Lou in the county, if it goes through, it'll be a shame, because these volunteers have been doing stuff for years, running EMS calls for free, billing. I mean, they didn't offer one thing, and now they go in and cry. They join the union, so they can't touch them. I mean, they know what they were doing when they started this, and now they're just pushing their luck. EMS has been running like this for years, and now they want to be compared to the sheriff's department. So go be a deputy. You know what I mean? If you want to get paid like a deputy, take a bullet. You risk your life. And I understand they do the same thing, but they're sitting up there riding around the ambulance, eating and doing stuff. And it just makes me mad that the volunteers never got nothing. So if they do give them something, I think it's crying shame that the volunteers didn't get anything first. And because they've been doing it for years without, and now all of a sudden, if they go in and just ask and they give them something, it's not right. It's not fair. Put the money back to the volunteers that's been running it for years, and don't get one dime from the county for anything. They gave $100,000 out of it.